This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
It is finally time to feel positive about the New York football teams in town. And I'm getting excited as we're still a month away from the NFL draft. But that's not going to make a single difference to what's going to happen come opening day this season for the Giants and Jets. And the reason why I say that is because the likelihood for the Giants is they're going to go out there, whether it's going to be Russell Wilson, whether it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, maybe it's going to be Joe Flacco. But they're going to have a veteran quarterback play this season who's going to bring some sort of stability to this franchise. And it's not about saving jobs. It's not about anything. It's about stabilizing the franchise. That's what it is. And because you have a draft where there's so many question marks at all these top quarterbacks, and that's all it is, oh, are the Giants going to draft Shador? Are the Giants going to draft Cam Ward? Are the Giants going to draft, Dart? It doesn't make a difference who they're going to draft. It doesn't make a difference because at the end of the day, those quarterbacks are not going to be significant this year. They're just not going to be because they're going to be on the bench watching a professional. Now, listen, is Joe Flacco going to win you a Super Bowl this year for the New York Giants? No. Aaron Rodgers going to win you a Super Bowl? No. Ask the Jets. He didn't do it. In the 2 years, they did not even win a playoff. They didn't go to the playoffs. Russell Wilson, not going to win a Super Bowl, but what he's going to do is give you a professional performance at the QB position, and that's what you need. You need someone to go in there with Brian Daboll and just be able to captain this team, lead the team on the field, and make the talent around them better. And that's what I'm looking forward to for the first time in a long time. Because Daniel Jones, there was always this question of Daniel Jones, is he going to be a good quarterback? Can he be a good quarterback? We saw him the first year, he was okay. Hey, look, he got him to the playoffs a few years ago with Brian Daboll, so he clearly is a good quarterback. But then, you know, there's always inconsistencies. He's always getting hurt. There's always a problem with his IQ. He's got a good IQ, but it's not good enough. He doesn't have enough speed. I mean, there's so many problems with Daniel Jones. Let the Colts handle that. Let the Colts handle Daniel Jones' issues, okay? Nice guy, not a great quarterback. We can move on. But going forward this year, whoever they choose to come in here, it's going to put them, even though it's an older quarterback, it's going to put them ahead from where they've been the past few years because you know that they can still play the position. Listen, Joe Flacco last year with Cleveland. I mean, who would have thought that he would have been that good with Cleveland? Who would have thought that Joe Flacco, since when he was with the Jets a few years ago, that you thought Joe Flacco would be doing anything significant? But the problem is, he's a quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He still makes the throws. He still does what he has to do. Joe Flacco has been cycling throughout the league the past few years with the Colts, with the Browns, with everybody. And he still finds a way to be a leader and to improve the offense enough or keep them level-headed enough to win ball games. Now, I don't think this Giant team is going to the playoffs next year. They have a lot of things to look up to as far as, first of all, the Washington Commanders are one of the best teams potentially in the league next year. I mean, that's how good they were last year, and they're only going to take a step forward. Jaden Daniels, year two. They have the Eagles, who are the best team in the NFL. They won the Super Bowl last year. They're only getting better. They're only getting better. And then you get the Cowboys, who thankfully are a crap show. So that's the one hope in the NFC East. So we're not sitting here saying, oh, well, the Giants are, you know, winning the East or going to the playoffs. I'm not saying any of that. It's just going to be a better performance on the field. And that's something that I think Giants fans can look forward to. You're still going to get a quarterback. You're still going to draft a quarterback this year. And hell, you might draft a quarterback next year too. You never know. But you don't have to overcommit. You don't have to make the Hail Mary throw for one of these guys that nobody trusts. Nobody trusts Cam Ward. Nobody trusts Shedeur Sanders. Not one person. Because months ago, before the championship games, before the playoffs, all we heard were, these guys really aren't good enough. But now, all of a sudden, after a combine, now, all of a sudden, after, like, nothing else is going on, all of a sudden, they've moved up the draft board. It's all BS. It's all nonsense. Nobody knows anything about how these quarterbacks are going to perform in the NFL. It's just the truth. So, the Giants have made that first step of committing to, we need to get a quarterback to come in here and stabilize this team. They tried Stafford. That didn't work. And now they're trying Aaron Rodgers. And again, I am not, personally speaking, I do not want Aaron Rodgers here with the Giants. I think he would be the worst fit of all the quarterbacks available right now, which I know there's not a lot available right now. But still, Aaron Rodgers may be the most, I don't want to say talented, but maybe gives you the best opportunity to win, but still gives you the best opportunity to lose your job at the end of the day. So I don't really want to see that. I'd like to see Brian Daboll and Joe Shane and crew stabilize this franchise and start building a winning organization. And we've talked about this last week even. You know, in football, in the NFL, the teams that continuously win, the teams that continue to build and get to the playoffs every year and go to Super Bowl every year, they've been around. These guys, the coaches have been around for a long time. The GMs have been around for years. They're stabilizing their organization, and it's just they're continuing to build. I mean, yeah, Mike Tomlin might not have won a Super Bowl in 15 years, but they're in the playoffs all the time. With a bad team, Mike Tomlin took a Justin Fields benched, but a Russell Wilson-led team to the playoffs. And there's a possibility that both of those quarterbacks between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are playing in New York this season. I think that's beautiful. And you look at the Jets, so the Giants, I just think, again, making a great move, whether it's Flacco, whether it's Rodgers, whether it's Wilson, I love that. They need to be one of those three guys need to be the starters for the New York Giants. And as far as the Jets, making a great move with Justin Fields, I mean, listen, is it the sexiest move? Not at all. Because Justin Fields still has a question mark around him. But however, rather than going for a young kid and drafting a kid that nobody knows, like we said, they're going for somebody who's had the experience in the league. Maybe he's not perfect. Maybe he's a project. But that project now has had a few years under his belt. He was with the Bears, went through some stuff. He was on a Steelers team, which, by the way, he didn't underperform to lose his job. It was Russell Wilson. I know I've heard stories, well, Justin Fields didn't do enough to win, you know, to keep his job. No, well, he was 4-2. And again, 10 touchdowns, 5 rushing, 5 through the air, 1 interception. His numbers were fine. Over 1,000 yards in the 6 games he played. It was Russell Wilson was around. Russell Wilson wanted to play, and they wanted to see. Russell Wilson is the better quarterback of the two. No one's going to deny that. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, who is the more accomplished, who is the better quarterback? It was Russell Wilson. No one's going to say anything else. Even though he had a bad couple seasons with Denver, Russell Wilson was still the better quarterback between him and Justin Fields. Russell Wilson had to learn a thing or two from Mike Tomlin, though, to get back on the field, get his trust, and he did that. And guess what? They went to the playoffs with a team that didn't have DK Metcalf, which they do now, a team that didn't technically have enough offensive weapons, a team that wasn't perfect, still found their way into the playoffs. And to me, Justin Fields learned a thing or two and can now bring it to the Jets. And now you have a different head coach. You have a different GM. You have you still have Garrett Wilson there. You don't have Devontae Adams anymore, which is totally fine. But you're going to lose all that excess waste from Aaron Rodgers, which is fine. You don't need all that nonsense. But the point is, you have enough pieces that Justin Fields should be able to, if they build the line correctly and it's stabilized, that Justin Fields should look like a competent quarterback, because now it's what, year 5 for Justin Fields? Year 5 for Justin Fields, yeah. And we've seen him have good seasons or good moments. We've seen him have bad moments too. But the point is, Justin Fields is now in a situation where he is the guy. He learned from last year. There's no pressure. Even if they draft a quarterback, it's still not going to be pressure on Justin Fields. 2 years. It's him and Tyrod Taylor fighting it out. And guess what? Maybe he'll learn something from Tyrod, but he'll also go out there and perform a little. And that's what we're looking for. You have a chance for Justin Fields to finally be unleashed like Sam Darnold last year. Like, I mean, if you want to go through the quarterbacks who have recently found their way, Geno Smith. Geno Smith was somebody who, again, in the Jets organization, and it took him to go somewhere else to be like, well, you know, Geno Smith's not a bad quarterback. Well, now we have that situation here. Justin Fields' failed project with Chicago, but now he's in the Jets program, and hopefully he's learned enough and he has enough skill set, and he's now going to get into the prime of his career. Because guess what? It's not just the talent, the skill set, which we all believe he has. We believe he has the legs. We believe he has the arm. But now mentally, can he put it all together? Can he put it on the field, and could he get some good blocking, and could he go out there and utilize the weapons that the Jets have in Garrett Wilson, I know Ruckert and him were former teammates in college, so now maybe that's exciting. You know, there's a lot of cool things that maybe could just be enhanced because Justin Fields now is here. And you don't have that dynamic of somebody coming in with an ego, which is unlike what the Jets had last year. You had a team that thought they were better than they were. You had a team in the New York Jets for the past 2 years who were sold a bag of garbage. Everyone and their mother thought that the New York Jets were going to win a Super Bowl. We're going to go to the playoffs. We're going to be the AFC champions the past 2 years in a row. I mean, they didn't sniff the playoffs, okay? There's no ego here. It's Justin Fields is coming in, and yeah, he's trying to get the Jets to the playoffs, but basically starting from scratch, new regime. So you got to love that. Both the Giants and the Jets, I think, have turned the corner for all the bad. Listen, and it's been a lot of bad from Jets and Giants. It's been a lot of bad. We've seen too much bad. But I think it's finally going in the right direction. And it's a little bit of everything. But to me, the most important position, everyone knows the most important position on the field for football, it's a quarterback. And at least it feels like the moves that are being made are putting both teams into the line of success. 888-808-1019. That is the number to call. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. Again, it's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. 888-808-1019. So, Giants, Jets, that's the lead right now that we're starting off with. I haven't felt so positive about both teams in a while. And listen, you're talking about a guy who, when Aaron Rodgers was even rumored to be with the Jets, I was the first person to put my hand up saying, this is bad news. This is going to get everybody fired, which it did. And I hated it from the beginning. I've turned the corner on the Jets now. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like Aaron Glenn, Darren Mooji have a good idea of what they want to do. They have a good head on their shoulders. They're making smart moves. And again, this is not just because they signed Justin Fields. It's because you signed Justin Fields. You know, you do have Jordan Travis on the team. Again, you have Tyrod Taylor as well, who could actually play a little bit as well. But it's also maybe they do draft something late and develop that guy. There's so many options. This is not a quote-unquote win-now team, even though they're talking about win-now team. But this is a team that can win in the future. And I love that. 888-808-1019. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. Mike, you're up first on the Fan. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Love the show.
Thanks, brother. What's going on?
Hey, I was just listening, and I agree that Russell Wilson is definitely the more accomplished quarterback than Justin Fields, obviously. But he started out 4-2, and I just want you—I know it's very opinionated, but I just wanted to hear your, response. If let's just say Russell Wilson never came in and he got hurt or whatever the circumstances might have been, do you think they still would have ended up 10-6? Because Russell Wilson went 6-6. I mean, do you think they would have been better off with Justin Fields the whole way? Or do you think Russell Wilson, did a better job than Fields?
Now,
Fields,
listen,
did a better job in the 6 games he played versus the 12 games that Russell Wilson played.
Yeah, I agree. I liked Justin Fields. I thought he was on a good stretch. I thought he was playing well enough to keep the job, but I think that Russell Wilson in the end was always going to get that job. So you're right. I do think that Justin Fields would have helped the Steelers. You know, even if it's just one game more, they would have won. It's a possibility, but Russell Wilson did play pretty well. I know he didn't play as good as some people may have thought. It was only 6-6. Sure, the record is what the record was, but I mean, there were certain things that Russell was doing that was beautiful. I mean, he was still able to just, you know, throw a little, you know, a jump ball and get it to his wide receivers. He was still able to throw down the field. There were certain things that Russell Wilson was able to do that Justin Fields hasn't unlocked yet, and that helped them win some games that maybe Justin Fields couldn't. So, you know, give or take, I mean, there are certain things that Justin Fields maybe would have screwed up that Russell Wilson wasn't screwing up. So, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I do think, though, Fields, however, was playing better when they pulled him. So I do like Justin Fields, and I thought that it was a bad move to put in Russell Wilson. But in the end, they got to the playoffs anyway, so what does it matter?
No, I agree. I just remember them winning a game on a false start or an offside or something like that maybe they wouldn't have won, but you know, I'm a diehard Jets fan, so I'm really excited. If I had to choose between the two, I would be choosing Justin Fields every time.
No doubt.
At this point in their career.
Well, but Mike, that's the point, too, is that you said, like, thanks so much for a phone call, because of this point in their career, right? Like, Russell Wilson doesn't have much left as far as a career goes. He's got a few years, maybe, tops, 2, 3, 4, maybe 4, if that's something he wants to do, if he could stay healthy enough. If he could perform well enough. Justin Fields is 25, 26 years old? Guy's got a whole career. Guy could play 10 more years in the NFL. And the thing about that is that as we've seen over the years, you've seen quarterbacks like Sam Darnold. Again, and maybe that's why we're a little excited about Justin Fields, is because we've seen quarterbacks like Justin Fields. The Sam Darnolds, the Geno Smith, who were in our program, go out and perform at an elite level, bring their teams to the playoffs. You know, and now Geno Smith is playing with the Vegas Raiders, and Sam Darnold's taking a spot in Seattle. And the interview, actually, that they had with Sam Darnold about the last couple games of him playing poorly in Minnesota. You know, not saying it was an eye-opener, but it just showed how matured Sam Darnold has gotten. And so maybe the game, maybe he's caught up to the game. Maybe the game has caught up to him, but he's not seeing ghosts anymore. Let's put it that way. Maybe he has a rough game, but it's all learning experience. And Justin Fields, maybe he's the next one. Maybe he's the next quarterback that has struggled, but he's been given chances, and maybe it's time that he catches up to the league. I mean, again, he's not even in his prime yet. Think about prime athletes. Prime athletes are later 20s because the knowledge, the physical skill, all of it you put together. And I'm excited to see what Justin Fields could do. 888-808-1019. We will get back to your phone calls. Jason, I see you. We'll get back to you coming up after the break. Again, Giants, Jets, quarterback situation, positivity, which is something that I haven't said in a long time for both franchises. I'm excited about it. What do you think? 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.